Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from Kobo, partnering with independent bookstores to provide 4 million ebook titles and a variety of e-readers. Store locator at indiebound.org. From the Cy Sims Foundation, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts since 1985. CySimsFoundation.org. And from Inada, maker of the Dream Wave Massage Chair, with body scanning technology and shiatsu point detection. Learn more at dreamwavechair.com. This is NPR.
Support for VPR comes from the Johnson Family Foundation, supporting high-quality early care and education and a clean, healthy environment for all Vermont's children, and from National Bank of Middlebury, offering HELOCs mortgages and other personal and commercial loans. It's Weekend Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. The city of Montpelier has set a goal to have net zero energy consumption by 2030. Montpelier officials aim to have the country's first net zero capital city. For more on this and other news found in VPR's public post is VPR's Amy Noyes. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Peter.
What does net zero mean?
It means the city will minimize its dependence on fossil fuels by investing in renewable energy alternatives such as wind, solar, hydro, biofuels, that type of thing. Practically speaking, fossil fuels will still be part of the mix. However, net zero means the city will produce enough excess renewable energy to offset the fossil fuel energy it consumes. That's the net part.
Okay. And how do they expect to get there?
The city's partnering with Green Mountain Power and Efficiency Vermont on a number of projects and initiatives. They'll be installing electric vehicle charging stations, putting solar trackers on GMP property near the entrance of the city. They'll be designing the new downtown transit center to net zero standards, kicking off a large-scale energy-saving project at the wastewater treatment facility, and other projects.
So that's what they plan to do. What have they done so far?
Well, more than 15% of Montpelier's housing units have already completed comprehensive energy efficiency projects. And last year, the city upgraded all of its streetlights to high-efficiency LEDs. And the downtown biomass district heating project is now pretty much complete.
Spring officially starts next week. Pay no attention to that snow out there. Scientists and environmentalists are asking for the public's help in a couple of spring migration projects. Tell us about the scientists' efforts on behalf of the rusty blackbird.
Sure. The rusty blackbird is expected to make an appearance in Vermont anytime between now and the end of April on its way to northern climes. And there's an effort called the Rusty Blackbird Blitz to have birders report where they see rusties, as they're called, pausing on their journey.
Why is this so important? Why should we know about this?
Well, it's one of the country's most rapidly declining species. The population's thought to have declined by 80 to 95% since the mid-20th century.
And in other spring migration projects, Amy, there's also one going on in Moncton for the salamanders and frogs. What's happening out there?
Well, unlike birds that have to migrate long distances, amphibians just have to make it from wooded highlands down to the swamps where they breed. But in many cases, this involves crossing a busy road, and that's the case in Moncton. So they want to build two tunnels under Moncton Road and try to funnel the salamanders and frogs underneath the roadway. And they're using a crowdfunding campaign on Indiegogo to raise money for the project.
Looking ahead, Amy, next Saturday, the Center for Circumpolar Studies is holding an event it's calling an Arctic Roadshow. What is that?
Well, they're inviting people to bring in all sorts of northern treasures, things that maybe they've inherited that they don't know exactly what they are. Could be artwork, arrowheads, old photographs, pottery, as long as it's from the north. And they'll try to identify those items, say when and where they're from.
Okay, and where is this happening?
It will be at the Hulbert Outdoor Center in Fairleigh. That's next Saturday afternoon from 1 o'clock until 5 o'clock.
And who will be doing the identifying?
There'll be an expert panel. They'll have anthropologists, a paleoecologist, a geographer, and others.
Well, thank you very much, Amy.
You're welcome, Peter.
That's VPR's Public Post reporter, Amy Noyes. Funding for Public Post and these conversations is made possible by the VPR Journalism Fund.